Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Bad Companionship and Drugs. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has commanded us to keep the company of the good and has forbidden us from keeping the company of the bad. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the embodiment of the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu, illa al-muttaqeen. Close friends on that day will be enemies to each other, except for those who are righteous. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the example of a good companion, مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسُ الصَّالِحِ, and the example of a bad companion is as the one, the example of a person who is carrying misk, the حامل المسك, and the person who is like a blacksmith, نَافِخُ الْكِيرُ. For Hamil al-Misk, the one who is carrying musk, will either give you some perfume as a present, or you'll buy some of it from him, or at the very least, you'll get a good smell from that person being in his company. Whereas the blacksmith will either burn your clothes, or you'll get a bad smell from being in that person's company. And this is the example, brothers and sisters, of companionship. A person becomes like whomsoever his company he seeks. And that's why it's an imperative for us to always seek out the best company. And it's also important for us to understand that a true friend, a real friend, is someone who always guides us to that which is good and protects us from that which is evil or bad. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to seek out and to sit with good companionship, good company, and to make sure we avoid bad companionship. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi." A man is upon the religion of his companion. "Falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." And so each and every one of you look and pay attention to whomsoever he takes as his companion or friend. Sadly, brothers and sisters, in the times that we live in, much of the companionship that is out there can be bad, and it can take us down paths to destruction. And one of these paths is the way towards drug abuse. It's been found that most of the people who end up in the cycles of drug abuse and addiction ended up in that situation because of bad companionship. Studies have shown that about 95% of people have responded that the reason as to why they fell into drug abuse was because of peers and falling victim to so-called friends who encouraged them in the first place. And this happens only because these people do not have good companionship or people who they can turn to in genuine need when it comes to support. In this regard, it is our responsibility as parents, as fathers and mothers, as elders, as educators who are responsible towards the youth, to support our youth in enabling and developing their moral and religious scrutiny. This entails that we know about their lives, that we feel that they can feel connected to us. And this importantly entails that we become friends to them, that we become hearts by which they feel they can lean on. All of this would be nothing but acting in accordance with our religion. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "La tusahib illa mu'mina." Do not take as your companionship except someone who is a mu'min, which is a higher degree of faith than just a Muslim. A mu'min is the one who really has iman, who really trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if we are to choose someone to be our companion, whenever we're given a choice of companionship, then we should place those who value iman above everything else. This entails that we as parents provide an atmosphere, an environment of iman in our households, that we put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger first in our households, and that we encourage an environment where we can communicate openly and discuss freely about the issues that are facing our children. This may include discussing issues which include the dangers and risks of drug abuse and addiction. This so that our children can be aware of the dangers out there and can be saved from them. Many a drug abuser cites themselves as resorting to drugs initially at the instigation of their friends. And so for this reason, we need to alert our children to the negative company that they may keep so that they can save themselves from that. This also entails that we build a relationship of connection amongst ourselves. For it is the lack of connection, the lack of felt love, arising from a lack of genuine bonds amongst ourselves and our families, that allows for this negative companionship to find a way to influence the lives of our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to look after the welfare of our children, whether it be physical, psychological, or emotional. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from the vice of drugs and addiction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to restore our families to the best of relationships and to ensure the well-being of everyone therein. And may He give us contentment, and may He strengthen our societies and our nations and homelands. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. It was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.